The Kemmick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.
Yes, welcome back to another edition of the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. A huge guest, Raj Kanaga, coming up very, very soon, so stay tuned for that. But for now, you're just stuck with me and, of course, Stephen Kemp. Stephen, how are you?
Hello, Matthew Oscar. I'm pretty well. I'm pretty well.
It's a real middle name to everyone. That's great.
Yeah. Really. I'm well, thank you, kindly, sir. Good weekend of cricket for the boys.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, unfortunately, the only team going down Fs, and obviously first day for fourth and sixth grade. One day Fs. Look, not a bad effort chasing 180 to get to 120, I guess, but they would have liked to have restricted the opposition a few less. But Maddington sitting near the top of the table, so a tough team to beat nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, we take the positives. I mean, three out of four ain't bad. I've always said that.
And also, a big congratulations to Conor McDermott, who would have captained his first game.
Yeah.
And also something that Jack Mills alluded to me last night training. Didn't realise. I was going to put something on Facebook before the week's out. Johnny Saff, 200th wicket on the weekend.
Oh, huge.
Didn't know. And I said, Jack, you got to tell me these things.
The man, the myth, the legend, John Saffiotti.
Yeah, so Jack Mills letting me know that. But yeah, John with his 200th wicket. So phenomenal effort by him.
Shout out, Saff.
Looking at the juniors to start, the under-11s, unfortunately, having a pretty hefty loss. But the improvement's slowly building there. We're hoping to see a bit more this week.
You're seeing the improvement? What sort of facets are you seeing the improvement in?
Oh, well, especially at training, the boys look like they're getting a bit better, and then unfortunately we get to the game, we do get a bit of a walloping, but our team is a group that's basically come together this season under basically very little cricket, and then they're taking on these teams that have played, you know, junior blasters and under-10s, and then now they're in under-11s, and they've got plenty of cricket under
their belt. Quite well-established young cricketers.
Yeah, so there's some kids like from Willerton stuff who are running in off the boundary, and I'm not exaggerating.
That's less than desirable.
Yeah, so a couple of our kids are going, I'm scared, help, because none of our kids bowl that pace. But look, they certainly are getting better, so the future is bright. My under 16-17s, look, we only had 8 on the weekend.
That hurts.
But the opposition only had 9, so
okay.
They gave us a fielder. We bowled okay at times. They were a stronger batting lineup. Unfortunately, I did miss bits of it. Apologies, boys. I did keep falling asleep on the boundary, and I'm sorry.
Is this due to kick-on related things?
Oh, I feel like I had a reasonable sleep, but yeah, got there and kept falling asleep.
How long would you say you slept?
Oh, 4 or 5 hours, which for me is a reasonable sleep. Then watched our boys go out to try and chase 240-odd, which was a big ask. We got to a flying start. Marn made 41 and Callum made 20-odd and went under 62. And I thought, do I dare wonder?
You just never know.
And I thought, well, regardless of if we chase it, we can turn this into a good performance. We did our best to turn it into a real bad performance all out for somewhere in the 80s.
Yuck.
Really disappointing. So, look, there's positives. You know, good from Callan. I thought Tanuj bowled well. Amman batted really well too. End up getting to, I think, 45 or 46 before he was the last wicket to fall. Unfortunate we couldn't put in a better performance. We are taking on, I believe, Rolling Stone this week, who I think are reigning premiers from their comp. So they're going to be a tough ask at Mills at least, I believe. I'll double-check that, but I believe it's at Mills. We should have 9 players, so hoping that is the case. Man Mahit's off to India, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Not the hit man.
Zach Hale's still a week in New Zealand, so he won't be back. And Jake Collingwood playing Bayswater Morley Colts, so good on him. Very, very well done to him. But we will gain a player this week. It's looking hopeful from our under-11s coach who plays at Swanview. Are you the right age for it to play under-17s? So I'm going to chuck him in there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully he adds a bit of pizzazz to the team.
Yeah, a bit of slap and pickle.
Yeah. Nice to have 9 instead of 8 anyway.
I've always said that.
in terms of the other games, one day, yes, we've already sort of gone through that. We'll go through a few of the stats later when we do our votes. One day B is a good win.
Great to be back on the winners list.
It was good to be back on the winners list. Unfortunately, Wilson, probably they batted okay early on. I thought they were doing a reasonable job. They got to probably about 4 for 70. That turned out their tail was real long because after drinks you got a wicket and it all sort of just fell to pieces. I think we took 6 for 19 after drinks.
Ooh. Jesus.
But you take that and we credit it to our good bowling and fielding.
6 for 11.
Yeah, there you go. And then batting.
Hold on. The Chief Destroyer, Don Jagger Doge.
Yeah, I was trying to say that for the big votes. But yes, he was phenomenal. On,
4 for 9 or 4.
He was good. He was very good. unfortunately, sorry to Renewal, who actually didn't get a bowl, come down from fourth grade and I went, look, I've got Don Jagger Doge. I'm sorry.
This is just a big alpha power play, wasn't it? You say, look here, champ.
I did say to Renewal, I actually said, Renewal, next over. And then the wickets fell and that was it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And gone.
Credit to Lewis, who took one of the great catches. Similar to, you saw the catch that Netherlands player took against South Africa.
Mm.
Very similar to that. So he's running back at like mid on, thought, oh, he's not going to get there. And like dives running back like that. Takes an absolute screamer. To get Donnie's fourth. We wanted Donnie to get five. That's his career best figures, Donnie.
Yeah, and he richly deserves them. That, in relation to that catch, I'm pretty sure, I think Tomo said to me, Spud said it was the best catch he'd ever seen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was up there. It was certainly up there.
Tony Wright's seen some shit as well.
He has. In the batting side of things, I was going to open Tomo and Darcy. Tomo came up to me, the smart man he is, and goes, look, Darcy's real quick between the wickets. If I bat with him now, I'm going to be holding him back. Because I went, oh, all right, okay. So I did it. Spudding him running between the wickets like no man's business.
Like whippets.
Yeah, and I think they got to none for 50. Spud was striking the ball extremely well.
Mm, looked, 38 off 26.
Yeah, Jesus. Looked real good. I will be honest, 4 of those were leg byes. Did I put it in as runs? Yes. Look, we put it in as runs, then John Stats signals leg byes. I went, John Stats a known liar. And I put in as runs. And I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Anyone asks about this, I'm going to deny it.
Yeah, fair enough. Zepp, he batted extremely well. He was phenomenal, made 70-odd.
76 off, yeah. 72.
Jeez. Really good. He was very, very good. Renewal actually looked really solid with the stick too until he did get out, unfortunately, but looked really good.
18 with 3 boundaries.
Yeah. Sixth grade, you talk through that. Looked like a real team performance to get to that 150 score. Gee whiz.
Look, a lot of love and respect to the boys for the 154 that we got. Unfortunately, we lost the toss in favourable bowling conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Was then... asked to pad up by Chook as the 11A. I went, oh, yeah, no worries, fair enough. He then says to me, oh, by the way, Joshy Conn's sick. He's unwell. He's not going to be here today. So we've only got 10. And I looked around the room, and there were a couple of guys that I was, like, introducing myself to for the first time. And I just thought to myself, today could be an interesting day. I don't know if any of these blokes can bat. Can they bat? Who knows? I know I can't. So let's see where today goes. Open with Aman. He played and missed a lot, but I can see that him playing senior cricket is really good for him. Like, he scored 40-odd on the Sunday for you guys in juniors. So I can see that that's really helping his game.
And got to 12, which is a better score than the week before.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, I see he played and missed a lot. I think he was trying to play some, like, millionaire shots, like stuff off the back foot, like back foot punches. And I'm like, I did go down to him and said, like, mate, maybe just try getting on the front dog, hey? See if you can get those going first before you start playing the millionaire shots.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he took that in his stride. Yeah, did really well. I think he and I put on 20 or 30 for the first wicket. And then Franco came out.
Got to give credit to Franco. Yeah. 150 balls.
Gee whiz, marathon man. Yeah. He batted for a long period of time.
I did see him in the B's the week before, and I thought, as soon as I saw him bat, I went, oh, he's going to sixth grade. Because at least he looks like he has a bit of a technique. It's very, I like his technique because it's very, no fucks. It's just very straight and there's not much else. It's just very basic. Yeah. It's very upright. It's very, the bat's going to come through. It looks like it has no power, but sometimes it'll go.
Yeah, and he hit a couple of boundaries. Admittedly, I reckon early doors, he was lost at sea. But the Coast Guard found him and brought him back to shore, and he found safety and comfort there, and he prospered.
Look, without his 30 out of 150 balls, you guys don't get to whatever it was.
154. No, we get absolutely nowhere near it. So, yeah, absolutely. Massive, massive props to him. And to bat for that long as well, the concentration required is, yeah.
Easy and I think he definitely would have got a little bit out of it, because he came down to training on Tuesday with the six of us were there and jumped on the machine. He said to me, I think I know what I was doing wrong. I just need to work on that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I rate that.
Because I can be better.
Yeah. In stark contrast, Karan Tukur and Roddy Gunasala, gee whiz, they brought some fizz. They brought some snap, crackle,
yeah,
and pop.
Yeah.
Wowee. I wouldn't say they threw caution to the wind. Whatever is more aggressive than throwing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they did.
They hurled caution to the wind.
Yeah. Projectiled. So Karan's bat, he's got this MRF, and when he knocks it down on the ground, it's kind of like someone like sort of like bored or drilled a hole in through the middle of the bat and like took the soul or the life out of the bat and just fought and it fell out. So he's whacking it on the ground, and all the Lehman guys are giving him shit, telling him that the bat sounds fucked. Then the tea break happens. He comes back out, and then they start giving him shit. Oh, none of your mates will lend you their bat. You must be a shit bloke. You know, that sort of malarkey.
Yeah.
And then he gets one. I like to refer to it as the Dave Bentley length, the real yeehaw grandma, when it sits there and he just went, yoo! And he deposited one like 2 bounce 4.
There must be some sort of middle still there for him to be able to hit boundaries.
There's a pulse.
Mm.
The
thing, because I've heard about this in recent weeks about how his bat's fucked, and he's been making a few 30s and 40s. What's going to happen when this bloke uses a proper bat?
Yeah, well, they're going to go all the way.
And so change it now, Karan.
Well, I mean, I imagine he's a big listener to the podcast.
Oh, of course.
So shout out to the way those two boys batted, but also a special shout out to the bear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
24 or 57.
That's unbear-like, too. I saw 57 balls and went, the bear. 57 deliveries.
He did real well to restrain himself for quite a period of time. That 57th ball, though, was probably the first or second time he really leashed out and let the bear out of the cage, and then was subsequently caged by being caught.
I'm telling you, he faces up, it looks unorthodox, and I'm like, this bloke's going nowhere. But then, because it's so unorthodox, it hits at the interesting parts and he gets runs.
Yeah, he hits it to obscure...
He loves it leg side.
Obscure places.
A lot of hand flicks.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you remember you and I once upon a time did a different Cats 11?
Yeah.
We had a lot of different cats in that side. But they all managed to come together. And if you said to me at the start of the day, I'll give you 154 for this...
You'd shake hands and be like, we'll take it.
No, I would have stolen it and run. So we go back next week.
Yep.
We unfortunately I'm a coat, and I'm 11B, so I won't be there to bowl.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's favourable, nice conditions on Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice and cool at least. I'm confident the boys can defend 154. Got the likes of Martin Futerick.
Big man to have back.
Yeah,
he'll be one of the men you're banking on for a few runs.
Yeah, well, I mean, he hasn't had a stick for a while, but the stage of the game with which he came in, I thought, if there's a man who could tear down some walls, it's A. Futerick.
We needed someone else to play 2 day last week, and I messaged him, and I went, there is no chance this bloke's going to say yes. I went... This is just an absolute shot in the dark. Like, I've closed my eyes, spun around 6 times and just fired in all hope.
As you do.
And he responded, yes. And I went, what? And I went, "That's we've roped him back in. He's back." Because there's no way you'd agree to play a 2 day off.
He was, aside from getting a duck, I reckon he had a great time.
Well, I did say to him, I was missing him personally. I'll be honest with you. I said, did you have fun? He goes, I'll be honest with you, man. No. I got a duck and I fucking hated it. He goes, but I'll get there.
What I just said, complete lies.
But he did say to me, he goes, I can feel it'll come though. Which means it's only going to come if he stays.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's staying.
Yeah. Happy. I hope he does, because former Cricketer of the Year, scored 1,000 runs and 40 wickets in a season. he's pretty good.
As Tomo said to me last week, a couple of weeks ago, when he played, but he has a beautiful run up, doesn't he?
Oh, it's a treat. It's trappings for the eyes.
Reminds me a little bit, and I'd say Foods is probably slightly better, but it's like when you watch Mitch Smith, who played for his last year run in, and you're like, based on his run up and his.
Quite.
It's like you should be better than you are.
Like you liquid. So good. Like liquid in motion. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
Final shout out to Mitch Brindley scoring his first run for the club.
Very nice. Fourth grade, another huge score for them. Good to see that the boys put it on without Rav. Rav getting out cheaply, which he can't do it every week.
Yeah, we always used to joke back at the club, Rav or bust.
Well, Chaddy's gone, I'll stay. If Chaddy and Rav go, what happens then?
Gee whiz. I'd say a huge score.
Yeah.
And a bit of Nuffy stuff here. We went back to Tomo's house on Saturday night, and I said, Jason, put on the innings. I want to see Chaddy get 97.
And credit to Chaddy, he made up a lot of ground there because he was like 10 off 70.
Yeah, at stages we remarked that he was striking in Kemp-like areas.
That's why I left. I was falling asleep, mate. Enough watching this rubbish.
Yeah, shout out Chaddy.
Fair enough. Well batted, Chaddy. And Raj as well, and the rest of the boys who got there.
And Till looked real good.
Till looked really good. Yeah. Till looked really good.
Raj, a very enterprising and sensual 43.
So hopefully the boys can defend that. Looking forward to hearing how they go next week. But Stephen, let's jump into the votes.
Okay. It was a bit hard this week. I mean,
it was a tough week.
Maybe it's hard every week. Some weeks it's hard because nobody did anything, literally a thing, and then other weeks people decide, you know what, I might do something today.
This was I found this a really, really, really tough week. So you go first.
I've got four honourable mentions.
I've got a few honourable mentions. Allow me. Yep.
Maybe you'll dislike any of them. Maybe you'll dislike all of them. So honourable mention to Till for his 47. Honourable mention to Raj for his 43. Spud for his 38 off 26, which now we really know is probably 34 off 26.
It was 38.
And John Saff, 200th wicket, 2 for 12 off 7. That's just real Saff stuff.
Yeah. My honourable mentions, I had a few. First out, Noah Hewitt. Stringing together a really good season.
He's one of the higher run scorers.
Yeah, he's been really good in that F grade side, so a bit of a shout out to him. Took the gloves, I believe, for a bit on the weekend because there was no Zach Hale because he's been keeping down at the Canning Vale Juniors, which I rate his left arm legs, so the man's doing it all.
Okay.
Another shout out as well to Josh Ferguson. You know, made his 50 last week. You thought, you know, maybe he'll just scored another 30. Also, 2 for 28 off his 6 or 7, and that was 2 for 15 until that last over. I've always rated Josh's little leggies, so I'm glad to see that all of a sudden something's happening there. I'm excited. Spud as well, another shout-out to him. There was another one I had as well. Someone who I've missed in my votes, and extremely harsh, Franco. I've given him a shout-out. I had a lot of people I wanted to get in there, and it's always harder as well when you the guy you played with and saw it live as well. It's harder to try and mix it around, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of bias there, Matthew.
You understand when I do my votes.
Well, lead us off then.
My first vote, and this is the one that just edged Franco out, unfortunately, it's to a 14-year-old kid. It was Friday night. We needed one more for the Bees. There wasn't really anyone who could come up from the S based on how that team was sitting and such. Message to Nudge. I said, hey, mate, I'll pick you up. Do you mind playing one day Bees? He goes, and Bees? I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, okay. He comes down. I brought him on first change because I'm a big fan of his little in-swingers. And I think there was a bit of shock in him when I said, next over. He goes, what? And I'm like, no, next over. And he's like, okay. Bowled really well. Bowled superbly, actually. I was really impressed. He's got a bit of John Saff about him. He swings at a mile.
Oh, huge in-swings. From the T-bone.
Yeah, he bowled extremely well. And I was glad he got a wicket as well. He definitely deserves that. So I think he deserved to sneak in with the one vote. I think his youth added a little bit for that vote as well.
Yeah, prodigal wickets, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly?
Yeah, I can...
Good shout.
John Saff's long-lost son.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
My one vote, and this might surprise you, went to Josh Ferguson.
Nice.
For his 28, and 2 for 28 off 7. Yeah. That's a great all-round game.
Now, Josh, if you're listening...
And I presume you'd be silly you would not be. To.
Now, just keep playing. Just keep playing the S all year. String together a good year. Help them, brother. Stay there all year. Just keep playing.
And I'll counter that by saying play higher.
Yeah, but I mean, just play... Keep playing. Anywhere. but don't leave next week or something.
Only at Kenwick, because those are the only ones that matter. Yeah, exactly. Everywhere else is null and void.
Continue? Or do you have any other comments in regards to Josh, or move on?
Oh, it's nice to see him. It's nice to see him do well.
Yeah,
I hope he continues to play and do so.
Yep, for sure. Two votes I went with Raj. Good to see him in the runs, and a good partnership with Chatty as well, when the game was probably a little bit in the balance. So, yeah, good partnership there, and well done to Raj with his big hitting. Enjoyed watching him hit that six.
Yeah, I wanted to get him in. I really did. And it was,
oh, he didn't get any votes, did
no,
you?
Oh, no, right. It was a fine. No, it was an honourable mention.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I must have missed that.
Yeah, he's it was a good 43. It was. You know, I didn't leave Tomo's until I finished watching the full day. So, a bit tired on Sunday, but yeah, it was good innings. My two votes went to Franco, Morgan Gooley, 38 of 126. I've often pissed and moaned at blokes not putting a price on their poll.
Yeah.
They do a lot of things with their poll, but put a price on it. So to see someone go out there and do the business, I really valued that. And yeah, I had to give him out LBW. Which I didn't feel good about doing. Mm-hmm. He did say to me after the game that if I hadn't given him out, he would have accused me of cheating or something of that description. So, yeah, well batted, Franco.
My three votes, I went with Vep. Phenomenal effort, 76, I think it was, and yeah, it looked real good. I made a radical call. I think it was on 18 or something. I turned to the boys and I went, call 100. Went real early.
You dogged him.
Look, he got 76. It would have been dogging if he got out three balls later. But looked really good. When Zep got out, we didn't really care anymore. Wanted to call it, but Wilson wanted to keep going. So I went out there and blocked every ball.
As you should. Yeah. As is your want.
Mm.
And their need.
Yeah. Your four votes?
My three votes.
Oh, sorry, three. My apologies.
Went to probably one of the nicest men in Kenwick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll have to start calling him Spider-Man. I don't know, because he spun a web on the weekend. Donnie Jagger-Doge, 4 for 9.
Oh, I'm interested to see who gets your four, though, I assume. Now I think I know, now that I actually thought about it. My four votes went to Don. And I enjoyed the... I think
spinner's biased.
Oh, 4 for 9. Career best figures. Only Chatty keeping him off the top there, brother. I think Don really enjoyed having some people take catches on his bowling. When Donnie got his first wicket, he was quite celebrated with a bit of a sort of a dance, and he was running over doing these ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, Donnie's up and about. So I don't know if I told you, I messaged Donnie Thursday night or Friday night, are you available this week? He goes, I am available, but please, God, no more two-day cricket. I'm far too old.
We should get Don on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be huge.
He's too nice, though. People would write in questions and no one would stitch him up.
I'd still be willing to have him on. Who got your four votes?
Big fan of this man. Great friend of the show, Vep.
Yep.
76 and a run out.
He did get a run out. It was quite strange. We're all standing in the field. This ball gets hit at Vep, and literally, probably as Vep's taken one step to go after it, I reckon about eight of us sort of connected and went, this is out. Like, it was just like, so we like, Vets like dived in, threw it to Don. Don's saying something, like, bloke was out by a meter. Like, I'm like, you idiots taking Vep on, you fools.
You absolute imbecile.
Vep almost took an extremely remarkable catch early, like, backtracking. I thought, there's no way he's getting them. Like, it is Vep, maybe. Chucks his hand, I nearly don't scream. I'm like, no one else is getting close to that.
Yeah, man is elite in the field.
He is elite.
Yeah.
He can stand the bees if he wants. Like, I'll deal with it if I have to.
Does he though?
Look, he'll certainly won't be in my side again, I wouldn't have thought, unless 11AB permits it.
Well, if he wants to play in sixth grade, I wouldn't mind it either, just quietly.
Look,
just for the aesthetics, I mean, if he scores runs, so be it. But
has he played sixth grade yet? Or has he only played fours so far? Fours. Only fours. I was going to say, maybe we need to just get him in S game so he's completed the quadruple. All grades.
Do you reckon anyone will do that this year?
I'm just trying to work. So Jake Lockie has played Fs and Sixes. I can imagine at some point during the year maybe he gets a game in the Bs. He probably won't get a game in the Fours. You've played Fours, Sixes. Yeah, I can't see it. Can't see it. We'll wait and see though.
We'll have to.
My five votes, and I'm just going to assume you went the same, and we'll say it's Chris Chadwick, I assume you've gone with.
Yeah, my five votes actually went to a bloke who scored 10 on the weekend, Ian Archibald. No, fucking with you, it was chatting.
How good was
Archie's 10?
It was. These are the years, right? You always get those years where you're like, oh, maybe if Archie's in my 10 this year, I'd bat him like top four. This is the year, but he's not my team anymore.
No chance.
If he's in sixth grade, he's batting top five.
I tell you what, a hell of a scorebook he kept.
Oh, yeah.
Hell of a book.
The man does a good book. I think, look, and I don't want to blow my own horn, but I think the most elite scoring combination was back in one day seasons, just me and Ian just dominating those books.
Ian and I.
You can get fucked, I don't care.
Thank you.
But anyway.
Five to the Chad. Watching it live, thankfully this game being streamed on Frogbox, when we became aware of what the score was and, you know, where he was in relation to the milestone, I loaded up on my phone, had the boys around me in the change room watching it, and he hits the ball down to long on and he's batting with Shahan, and I'm like, run, cunt, run, get back off strike. So Chaddy gets back on strike.
Well, were you of the opinion, obviously we knew later from Chaddy telling us, when those leg byes got called, did you think he got bad on it originally watching it?
Oh, by the time I got to that part of the evening, I was far too many drinks deep.
Oh, I thought you watched it live though, didn't you?
Oh, well, no. Well,
oh, you were later in than that.
Well, when, yeah, so he went from 95 to 97.
Yeah.
And then got out next ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And I threw my phone down into my bag and said, this game's fucked.
I just really wanted him to get a bat-to-bat time.
Me too.
Fuck. Anyway, still a great effort.
Huge effort. Look, man, I'd take a 97.
I'd take like 30.
Hmm.
I just want to hit six.
What's it like to be a batsman? We should get more batsmen on the show.
Yeah. Well, we had Raj.
Yeah, but more batsmen.
More batsmen. Real good batsmen.
Yeah, like we had Vep.
Maybe we should get Tomasini back on the phone after we lost that chat. Was it Tomasini we lost
yeah,
the chat
was,
with?
Yeah, good man.
Now we have to contact him. Wasn't there a rumour last year when he came down for Country Week, he might chuck on the Royal Blue for a week?
He did mention that.
Yeah.
And it's not... Country Week's generally the third week of January, more, yeah, pretty much, yeah. So we're getting, I mean, it's mid-November, a couple of months away, maybe do a little bit of forward planning on our part. Like, hey, JT, what are you up to there, mate?
Oh, that'd be huge. Whether it's 11A, whether it's a one day, or whether he fields, we'll take it.
Well, surely we need to do our very best to put together whatever the last 11 he played with. Was it Ken McCormick's put all those blokes into a grade?
See, the issue you've got... See, if usually early January you'd come back with a one-dayer, it'd be perfect. But now that
you come out
with a two-dayer,
yeah,
it's like, are you risking the chance of dogging the bloke by making him being an 11A or B when you let him play in a one-dayer?
Hey, GT, can you just come field for 75 overs? Oh, by the way, you're going to play Country Week in a couple of days and you'll have to field for like 60 overs every day. Okay, cool, thanks, bye.
All right, we'll make it work, GT, because obviously he'd be listening.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the show.
Anyway, Stephen, we're going to jump into our chat with Raj right now.
Can't wait.
Right, now we finally can get to our guest, Stephen. Very excited. Would he be up there with one of the biggest guests we've had so far?
I feel like most requested. Definitely most requested. He's a real vibes inclusion, and I'm glad we've gotten to the most important part of the show. So if you'll allow me to be the stats dog.
Go in.
Woof, woof. Raj Kanaga, 17 games.
Oh, no clapping yet. I'll wait. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, I feel like we reverse it every week.
Well, yeah, you know, just like to keep it fresh, keep it different. 17 games, 344 runs at an average of 22.93. Let's call that 25. High score of 52 against Cannington in sixth grade. One wicket at an average of 9.
Nice.
Best bowling of 1-for-9 versus Phoenix in sixth grade. And 7 catches. Good set of mitts on him, I'd reckon. So without further ado, the second round of applause. Okay. Raj.
There you go. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, huge. Yeah,
it's an honour.
First of all, I'd like to apologise. The podcast last week gave me no votes for the wine tour, and I still can't sleep, so he was clearly best on.
Absolutely.
And I just ignored him from the votes, didn't I?
Yeah, blind Vidit knew it when he was on the bus unable to speak.
Now, first of all, talk about the game from the weekend that you were in, because you put on a pretty big partnership with Chaddy.
Yeah, it was good. It was decent. Finally get a chance to bat bat decently well.
Yeah.
Especially batting with Chatty as well. Gives me a bit more confidence.
What did you get there? Mid-40s or something?
Yeah, like 42 or something that. Yeah.
Chatty was saying he reckons he said to him that you like batting with him because Chatty kept you focused.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. He did, for sure. It's just like, you know, when we make four or five off the over, main focus is that now we made our runs. Now just knocking around because we got plenty of overs left, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a smart thing. Because I love hitting the ball, you know. If I see it, I'm smacking it, you know. Yeah. But for someone to be like more mature about it, having him around, it was really good, yeah.
Yeah, how are you seeing the team going so far? Obviously undefeated, and now you've added Chatty back in. He's on fire, so things are looking pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I think one of the best, strongest team in the fourth grade, for sure. Our batting as well, bowling is obviously really well as well.
Yeah.
But just the one thing that probably we need to do a bit more work is on our fielding. But other than that, just a great team to play with, a bunch of boys, you know.
You think maybe a few overs around the corner for yourself?
Oh, I shine every now and then, you know. when we're winning, yeah, why not?
What sort of feedback's he giving you?
Nothing much, you know, it's a skip, you know. Just hold it off.
Yeah.
Did you get a bowl last year at
all? Last year, yeah, I bowled it over. He bowled me over, yeah.
Well, I was at ECT last Wednesday. Your bowling looks like it's coming on.
Oh, it's all right, just, you know, learning.
Yeah, yeah. Stephen, do you have anything you want to ask before we do get into the
heavy questions? A lot of popular demand for the asking of questions of your good self, sir.
No good.
We should start with serious questions first before we get into. And just a warning: these questions are going some places. So, you know, strap yourself in, and if you don't want to answer them, then you'll get fined. I imagine.
Probably boxed.
My first memory of you was a friendly game that we played in Vic Park in the winter of what, year and a bit ago?
Yeah, it would have been Raphael 2021.
Yeah, Raphael Park last year.
Yeah.
And you walked out to bat, just a little sort of swagger on you, like nothing arrogant, but just a little I'm real happy to be here kind of vibe. And then Colby bowled a ball to you, and I think you hit him inside out one bounce four. And Colby looks back at me like, "Who the fuck is this cunt?" And so I was like, "Bump him."
Because before you walked out, Egan told her this bloke's never played hardball cricket before.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I didn't have much experience with the hardball cricket. It's always been tennis ball cricket back at home, you know, back in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
With the whole older crew just always playing tennis ball cricket.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think he bumped you. You deposited him one bounce four. He tried to York you. You sent him straight over his head six. And Colby just looks at me. He's like, "What the fuck do I do?" I was like, "I don't know, man." ball wide. Take answer. I don't fucking know.
Well, my legs. That would help.
Yeah, that was a strange day. We're like, what's going on?
Yeah, that was real strange. So I guess what my question actually is, how did you find Kenwick?
Oh, for so far loving it. From the start, from the day one, it's just a great bunch of boys, I would say. Like, you know, and everyone's so supportive. Like, even, you know, when you're not performing and, you know, when you're down and, like, even if you're having a rough week at work or whatever, it's good to come down and training, just get along with the boys. Everyone's a good laugh and good time, you know. So I love doing that. And Kenwick's always been great for me, yeah.
That's good to hear. Well, before we do get into the questions, Cam, I reckon we'll reverse it now because everyone wants to get to the questions. So we might go name game first.
Oh, yeah, okay,
and
why not?
Then we'll go to the questions.
Right, let's have a look at the name game.
So you would have heard the podcast before. Have you heard the name game before?
No.
Avid listener of the
podcast.
Avid
listener. Now, what happens is basically we've picked out a game that you played in, and we're going to see how many players you can name from that 11 that you played with on the day. So you're a good chance because you've only played 17 games. So a lot of guys have played more and really struggled. Damon, what did he get? Did he get 10 last week when he pulled off the first ever 11?
He got real close. Yeah, he got real close.
So the game we've looked at here, it was against Rolly Stone last year. Rolly Stone, 9 for 134. Kenwick, 9 for 192. Do you recall this game at all?
Yeah, so yeah. I think I only played, that was one Rolly Stone game last year, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good memory, yeah, because I hit one of the, I guess, the biggest six I've eaten before. Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling. Clean the fence. So, yeah, I can't forget that day.
Do you reckon you can go through and name some of these players, see how many you can get here?
So I would say Rav Angie, Arby, because I remember Arby because he got boxed that day for being late and he locked his keys inside his car.
No anger.
That's a shot. Yeah, I was like, wait, he's not there. Straight out.
Okay. Vep. No, so not Vep. Devin, Dini, Renu, myself. Who else? Pinto. Who else? Shehan. Who else last year? Imeshaya, and one more.
You did backtrack on someone.
I did backtrack on someone. Vep.
Yeah, Vep was there. Vep was there. So you're pretty close there.
Yeah.
If you, without the Angat stuff, you're pretty much on your way there.
I'm not the first person who's fallen over themselves to get to Angat, hey? Am I right?
Where was Angat that
way? Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I thought he was playing.
Oh, just being the most beautiful man in all the cosmos.
Now, we're going to jump into these questions. Do you want to kick it off, Stephen, and then I'll jump in?
Yeah. Wowee. Thank you for everyone who did supply questions.
Yeah.
You know, I go out there, and you do the same. Yeah. We go out there, and we ask the boys to deliver.
Mm.
And each week, it's just week after week, they deliver.
Yeah.
So Richard Pinto asks, can you please ask Raj about the time he burnt down the house? And this might also tie into a question from Dinesh, or at least I hope it does for your sake. Dinny says, ask Raj, have you learned any lessons from cooking 2-minute noodles in the microwave? Please explain the backstory, sir.
The backstory behind that is that I was roughly kind of new to Australia or whatever. I had softball cricket old days, like a six-a-side. Like Shehan's dad, I think you used to host that.
Oh, yeah, I do recall them. Yeah.
So those when I used to, I had the whole day, went all day. Came back, a bit tired, put in 2-minute noodles inside a microwave, but put the metal fork inside the microwave
too. Oh, no.
And another, that's not even the worst part of it. The worst part of it is that instead of putting 2 minutes, I put 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
How old?
16, 15. Yeah, 15, 16. But yeah, that happened, and then it was just my sisters, everyone was away. It was just me, my dad, and my grandma. So someone broke the door, because we all were asleep, it was at night time. He broke the door, he got us out, he got my dad and my grandma out, and my dad just calls me, he's like, yeah, you need to get out of the house. The house is on fire.
So did you just put the 2 minute noodles in where I'll just leave that?
Yeah, and I went to bed. I passed out.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Well, mate, it was 20 minutes. What else was going on?
Oh, no.
But, yeah, that's the story, I guess.
Wow.
Nobody seriously injured?
No, nothing. We just lost everything, I guess, except
What about the noodles?
Oh, dear.
The lesson I learned from that is actually not cook 2 minute noodles instead of microwave. We'll always cook it on the stove now.
Fair enough.
Well, it's a fair amount safer.
Yeah, 100%. Not risking that again.
Question here from Ethan, who's not a player, he's just a big listener to the podcast. He said, what is it about the Kenwick Cricket Club that inspires you to want to be a better cricketer, player, and a better human being?
Better cricketer, is that because there is so many players out there who's better than yourself, you know? And you always, when you're especially competing, like when you're playing cricket, myself, I'm very competitive. Like, I like to have fun for sure, but I'm competitive. And seeing, like, you know, Chatty, Ravi and all that, like when they do well, kind of motivates you, okay, I want to do well as well. I want to make my team good. It's not a single player effort, it's a team sport. So I want to give what I can give to the team to do well.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a good answer. I like that.
It's a very well thought answer. Mm. Very well thought out.
Stephen?
Pinto continued. He said, "This second one really isn't a question. I just want to tell him thank you for your contributions to the end of season fines day by consistently being late on match day." So he just wants to say thank you.
Too many fines.
Well, tying into that, Shehan writes in and he says, "Can you please ask Raj why does he get fined so much in fine session?"
I think he's just, I don't know, for being the loudest bloke in the team. And I don't know, wearing earrings. They're fine for whatever. Whatever it is, me being me. Well, I love it, so I don't mind it.
Well, he said after he says whatever he says, we should fine him for Crimea River.
Wow. I've got one here from Chook, and I'm assuming Chook's a little bit under the influence at the moment. He's asked me to really put some pop into the questions and really...
Snap crackle.
He says, "Hey Raj, I'm on my way to see Dua Lipa live. In saying that, I'd rather eat your ass, my sweet buttercup." What are your thoughts on staying at mine tonight? That's his first question.
Time and place, I'll be there.
All right. another one is, do you think I'll make it to work tomorrow? I start at 6 a.m. and I'm currently 9 drinks down.
Just call it off. Call it off. Good to be safe.
And the final one from Chuck, why won't my dad return my calls?
Because he went to get milk.
Back to you soon.
Renewal writes in.
Oh, Renewal.
He said to me, can you please ask Raj, would he get matching tattoos with his girlfriend?
Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell. Well, I have a matching tattoo with my ex, and I've been copying shit since we broke up.
Oh, no.
Before that, yeah.
Do you want to give us a little bit of the backstory on
backstory, that? Backstory? Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, it was just like, you know, she was like, we should get something, you know, get something, let's get a tattoo or whatever. And then she was like, yeah, let's get a matching one. And me being an idiot, like, yeah, of course, why not? You know, and I regret it now.
Oh, wow.
It is what it is.
What are you going to do?
Ethan asked another question, and this is totally unrelated to cricket. Do you believe in aliens?
Aliens? Do I believe in aliens? No. No? I don't think I believe in aliens, no. Yep.
Fair enough. Do you believe in aliens, Stephen?
No. Yeah, cool. No, I don't. I think that's a bit of a cultural thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think aliens is maybe, and not wanting to be insensitive, maybe more of an Asian culture kind of thing, whereas like a Western culture would maybe be like a UFO thing.
Mm. Fair enough.
Or like a spirit ghost kind of thing. I think it just depends on where you grow up.
Do you think ghost is real?
I don't know. No, probably not.
It's weird, hey?
No, yeah.
It's weird.
I think it's just easy if you don't understand what happened to be like, oh, it was something supernatural, and then that's just an explanation in your mind.
It's like all the scientists looking into the, I don't care what's going on. Like, let's do, if something's going to hit us, it just happens.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
You need those people to be looking, otherwise we don't know. So
we'll just never know.
It takes all sorts to make the world go around.
Maddie likes a suspense.
Anyway. That are you, Sue?
Chris Chadwick writes in.
Yeah.
Big fan of the show, Chatty. He said, I'd love to know, at what point during the tea break did he decide the first ball after tea was going into orbit?
Actually, there wasn't like, I didn't set my mind to it. I was like, I'm going to go after first ball or anything like that. It was a spinner, and I like facing spinners, and tossed one up. And with Maddie, you know, Maddie been bowling to me last week and all the practice and stuff. First ball, it was there to hit it, and I just hit it with all confidence.
Did you see who that spinner was, Steve?
Yeah, Dave Jardine. Yeah,
Dave Jardine.
Formerly of...
club jumper himself.
Yeah, formerly of Coburn.
It's definitely another club. Armidale, yeah. Mm. And Bentley.
Oh, right, interesting. Mm.
They stopped his spell after that for a little while.
I bet they did. Paddy writes in, has your laugh always been so sexy?
Oh, sexy, that's... I don't know if it's sexy, but it's always been loud, I would say that.
He also asks, is there any better feeling than getting Rav out in the nets?
Oh, nothing actually, to be very honest with you. He's a very hard man to get it out.
Extremely hard.
Extremely hard. You would bowl him a good ball, he'd be over for a six.
Yeah. Yep, Steven.
Well, in that vein then of bowling, Damon Tiernan writes in.
Yeah.
Damon says, my question for Raj is, in the one over you have bowled for Kenwick, you took a wicket, meaning you have an enviable strike rate of 6 with the ball. Do you think your bowling has been underutilised? And are you hoping to bowl more in future games?
Yeah, I don't mind having a ball or whatnot. If the team needs me, I always, you know, do my best to what's best for the team, you know. But bowling, I probably will stay off for bowling. Not now. Batting is my thing for now.
What's the go-to with the ball now? I know you start with the leggies. You bowled a bit of medium pace the other night. Just, your leggies. What's the go?
Just trying to figure out what actually suits me better, you know. Like, yeah. I like bowling spin, but I can't bowl that consistently. And pace, I'm getting good rhythm on it. So, yeah, why not?
Yep, nice. One here from Ian. He wants to know, how many squats do you do every day?
Actually, none. No. Unless I'm at the gym, which I haven't been going lately. But other than that, none. Yeah.
Vep says, how did it feel to hit the... You've already mentioned this. Hit the biggest six in the SNCA history against Rolly Stein.
Big call.
Good. That was actually the best feeling ever, I guess.
Yeah.
Hitting that six off that bat.
Nice.
Crunch.
Tyler writes in. Tyler, big fan of the show as well, I'm pretty sure. Ask Raj, is he the next universe boss, aka Chris Gayle, with all the bling he's rocking?
Oh, that's huge.
You're a bit light on for bling tonight, actually.
Yeah. Got training, so.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Going to take all that stuff off. But universal, but that's a big, that's huge. But if someone names me that, someone names me that. But it is what it is.
Maybe just say, don't blush till.
Don't blush till.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a couple of anonymous ones that I'm going to save till the very end.
Yep.
Akash Misra writes in. He says, what did you say to that uncle from Cannington that got him so mad?
Actually, that's a bit, that's the backstory for this. This whole time, I thought beta means brother, but it actually means kid, child. So this 70-year-old guy was keeping for Cannington. I was keep telling him, calm down, beta, calm down, beta. It means calm down, kid, calm down, kid. But I actually, what I meant was the calm down, brother. So he just keep getting more angry because I was telling him, I was calling him a kid.
One here from Jax. We've already sort of covered this, but I'll ask it anyway. He wants to know if you really started only playing red ball cricket last season after years of tennis ball cricket.
Yes. When I came here, I filled in for a couple of games for under-15s for Riverton. Under 15 or 16s.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, actually, no. It's been tennis ball cricket.
Was and that the first time real batting against a hard ball in a game when you played against us?
Yeah, that was actually probably the first time. Yeah,
right.
But yeah.
Not a bad debut.
Yeah, must be nice.
What do we have here? I got one from Vep again. How did you pick up cricket so quickly, only after picking it up last year? Again, this is another similar question, but...
How did I pick up cricket so easily? It's just tennis ball cricket, I guess, like... Got so used to that, but then being with this cricket, not red ball cricket, it's a bit more patient game, and you know, you don't have to hit every ball. Yeah. And I think one person behind, like, well, all the boys have been helping out heaps, like, you know, Rav, Angaro, everyone, you know. But the person was the one who helped me out the most is Pradaya, Rav's older brother. Like, mm-hmm. he takes me to the nets and he works me through that. And he, whenever a battle, whatever, you know, he tells me, okay, do this, do that. And he's been really helpful, like, you know. Like, for example, before I used to, you know, trying to smash every ball, but then now it's like I have an imaginary box where the ball is releasing the ball from when he's coming from bowling. And I just have that, and since then it's just been a bit more easier for me, and my head is straight. And he's always says that if you plant your foot and your head is straight, you hit the ball, you clean the boundary every time. So that's what I've been trying to do.
Very nice, very nice. You go against him, and I do have an anonymous one as well.
I have a couple of anonymous ones. Yeah, I just wanted to say, Pratt is an absolute jet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever he wants to tell you, please listen.
And we have to bring him down to Kenwick.
Yes, of course.
Look, not, wasn't
it's a matter of time.
Man, that fines day. I had like two beers. I'm like, hey, man, we're doing next year. You want to come down to Kenwick? Your brother's already here.
Yeah, surely.
Dinny writes in as well.
Yeah.
His second question. He wants to know, are you and Renewal secretly dating?
No, but Renewal being one of my closest friends since I moved to Australia, like from high school, Willerton, like I've known him since like 2012, 2013 maybe, so long time, like used to always go over to his place, you know, spend a lot of time with him, but we're not dating, but he's looking for someone. So if anyone have any girl for Renewal, hit him up.
Very nice.
Interesting.
Vep has another question. Will you try to attain a legacy in cricket like LeBron James has in basketball?
Oh, I love to. Love to. Yeah, nothing can beat that 38 and being that amazing as LeBron. But yeah, cricket, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe in a few years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
The anonymous question I have here, he wants to know what the craziest thing you did in high school is.
Oh, this is not... Oh. All right, craziest things in high school. Should I give you the naughty one or should I give you the decent one?
It's up to you, but I've got a follow-up one depending on what answer you get.
All right, fucking hell. So, in high school, year 10, I was with a girlfriend, you know, I had a girlfriend at that time, and we used to do... Recess, lunch, we used to still do stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, naughty things and all that, whatever.
Yep.
And then from where our school is, right next to our school, so I went to senior high school, right next to our school is a Baranda Primary School. And one time we were doing whatever naughty stuff, and apparently a teacher saw it, took a photo of it, and gave it to our principal.
Oh no.
Yeah, and we both got suspended for a week. And I got a good beating out of my dad. My dad beat me up. But everything is, yeah.
Nice.
Good seat belt. Yeah, belt.
Well, I assume that is the answer we're looking for, because he said, and if he doesn't talk about being suspended, then ask him about a certain suspension. I assume that is the one.
Definitely so. Is, yeah.
Yeah, controversial. On to you, Stephen.
I'd be more concerned about that that principal, that teacher taking pictures of you.
Yeah, right. That was in my head. I was like, surely that's not legal. Like, I'm not even 18 at that point.
How close do you get to take these pictures that can be recognizable? Like, exactly. Jesus.
Yeah.
What sort of camera is using?
Being the darkest kind of guy in the school, so it's probably easy for them to figure it out.
True.
Abby writes in. He says, should angst be taken away as a rule from fines? And if so, how much money would you save?
Angst should be taken away. No, I don't think it should be, because it's still some part of discipline. Everything we get fined for is just disciplining us to be better as a cricketer and as a normal human being.
See, I look at it the other way, and everything we get fined for makes the better fines day, which makes me a worse human being.
Look, you can look at it both ways.
Yeah, both sides of the coin. He continues, which do you prefer hitting? A good six or a good billy?
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh.
Now, obviously, we don't condone any of these sorts of activities. It's just an information exchange.
Definitely a good six, I reckon. It's not easy to hit good sixes.
Can you teach me?
It's a lot easier to hit a good six.
But
how many sixes do you reckon you've hit so far? Do you reckon you know, or
I don't know.
Actually, callous.
No idea, actually.
How many you hit?
That was my first run for the season, actually. Just last
that one on the weekend, yeah, right.
I wouldn't be in double digits.
No, I would. Well, I don't have one, so yeah, cool. about you, Stephen. I'm out.
You're done? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Anonymous writes in, who benders the hardest in the fourth grade side?
Benders the hardest in the fourth grade side. Well, Wyshak played game for fourth grade. Does he count?
Let's say no. Let's say like OGs.
If not Wyshak, then it's RB for sure.
Oh, can you say why?
When I say why, it's just that when Arby's just very sus.
and yet he bought his new miso to the wine tour.
Yeah, and he did too.
So
yeah.
brave call then, from the hardest bender, but also the most sus guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Just when you know, the person who wrote that question in said if you didn't name him, he was going to be very upset.
That's Richard Pinto, didn't he?
I never give away my source.
I said that just to piss him off. Because last week when you guys gave me words for the kick-ons, and he's like, I can't believe I got the words for the kick-ons because I was king of kick-ons. And I was like, sucks to be you, mate. And he asked me that question just then. I was like, I'm definitely not saying Richard Pinto.
Well, I mean, my boy Dickie Bean, until proven otherwise... Who's the king of kick-ons? You were king of kick-ons last year. Raj is taking your crown.
Definitely Raj. It's not me.
This is like some WWE ring, and like the belt's in the middle. Like, go for it, boys. Someone's going to take it.
Man, he's just giving it.
Until there's another Ken Wick big day out, then I'll.
Until
I'll
he's bloody 12 pink gin and Diet Coke deep, and then he's wrangling you on the ground like a crocodile.
He'd beat the shit out of me. I wouldn't even try that.
Mate, when he's 12 feet.
Oh yeah.
He's feisty. The last question. Ask him how his first route, while under the influence of Dexys, went.
Oh God!
Oh, this is now Pinto as well.
I presume you're talking about like time spent in the garden, and you're just a very amorous guy.
This was after actually a night out with my one of the ex partners. It was pretty good, yeah. I had a great time. went to kick on with Pinto. And yeah, from there, I just went home and he gave me a Dixie. Had a great time, I would say.
That's what you want, as long as everyone's having a good time.
That's what the fans want, consensual good fun. I've always said that.
I'm out of questions still.
Yeah, me too. You're done? Which is regrettable.
That's okay. Well, we had a lot there.
Yeah, we had
quite a bit.
A few goodies there, boys.
Now, we can still obviously chat with you because we like to ask a lot of different questions. Now, first one I'll ask, and Stephen's just getting agitated by thinking about the questions I might ask. When you're at home and you might go, I'm going to cook a stir fry, do you like to use rice or noodles or... Which one
rice
would
you
prefer?
Sure.
Rice?
Okay. Yes, I'm a rice person.
Yep.
Noodles? Yeah, like every now and then for sure. But like from the background where I'm from, I love my rice.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. See, that's an unfair question though. This is a biased question. Of course the Lunkin man's going to eat rice.
We don't Lunkin's, know, man.
Lunkin's
we
will
don't
have,
know. He burned a house down with 2 minute noodles.
Lunkin's
we don't
will
know.
Have rice for breakfast, lunch and dinner if they could.
My second There's question. No lie. Look, he might have been changed man. He might have been the anomaly. Anomaly. How do you say the word?
Anomaly. I'm trying to remember. You know, like the rice that's like honey and sweet, and you have like for breakfast in like squares.
Oh yeah, yeah. Milk rice.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what
kiribat.
Yeah.
Kiribat.
Man, I had that the other day. Boy, howdy, was that fun? Yeah. That was great times.
Wow.
I just wanted to share that with the listener.
My second question. If you were stranded on a deserted island and you could only take one Kenwick cricketer with you, who would you take?
One Kenwick cricketer with me, who would I take? For what? Just for do whatever?
Well, it's up to you. If you can say, oh, to help me the most, or if you just want to have a good time, it's...
Yeah, I definitely won't take Ronald because he won't be the smartest guy. Kenwick cricketer, who would I take? I think I would take... Dinesh. I'll take Dinesh with me, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty smart, I'd say. And he's always a good time.
Yeah, that's true. Stephen, anything that you want to ask?
So you're fortunate enough to have played at the club and won a premiership already.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have played 150 games for the club and never won a premiership.
Wow.
So, sorry for bringing that up. But what was your favourite part of the celebration of the flag last year, the one-day flag?
Oh, that was incredible. You know, winning your flag first year of all the boys being together, that was just very special. The best part of winning the finals and the after party was that when all of us stood together in near the cricket pitch and around, and we had our pants down and we had to sip our beers on a roll. So we did what Buffalo or something like that.
I can't remember.
But
pretty
good
that both teams won too. Made it even bigger.
Yeah.
And Imesh and Colby kissed.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's now I remember. Yeah, for sure. That's the one. Yeah.
My next question. So let's say you guys make the grand final this year,
mm-hmm.
and Shane comes up to you guys, man, like, I don't have it in me. I don't think I can do it. Can you play a pump up song for the boys before the game? What song do you reckon you'd go with?
Oh, there's a song that I've been listening to very recently. Can I have a look at it?
You can. Yeah.
It's by. One second. Should come up.
What would your song be, Matthew?
Yeah, what would yours be?
I don't know. I think you asked me back when we did the reverse one.
I imagine it changed.
Probably. I don't know. It'd be Tim O'Matic or the Veronicas or something. Taylor Swift. Oh yeah, probably some Taylor Swift.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't pump you up to enough.
Yeah, Taylor it'd be a sing along song.
Yeah, we'd all be like, oh, we should be drunk after the game doing this. This isn't good. Yeah, maybe Tim O'Matic's Parachute or something.
Parachute. Yeah.
What about You're the Voice by John Farnham?
I don't know if that's a good one, but I feel that's more of a celebration.
Yeah, that's true. You need to have the beers under your belt for that.
Mine would be Big City Life.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah.
By Lude, I think.
Lude. That's a good shout. I like that.
Yeah. Big City Life. So just pump everyone up.
And I've heard that song before.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What about favorite chip flavor, like potato chips?
Barbecue. Really like barbecue. Smith's barbecue. They're
the ones.
That's handy. They got really good.
Steve.
Go to dessert when you're out at a restaurant.
Go to dessert when I'm out at a restaurant. See, I'm not a very sweet guy.
I beg to differ.
Maybe like a brownie with some ice cream.
Okay.
Like something like that.
Obviously, you only started playing red ball cricket last year. Mm-hmm. Did you watch a lot of cricket? Do you have any cricketers that you're big fans of?
Back at home, obviously, like watching international cricket.
Yeah, that's
about it. Like, the one I always look up to is Andrew Simons,
Oh, yeah, nice.
So I grew up watching him play, and now where he played, I just... I wanted to sing into that how he played. So
yeah.
Andrew Simon is probably the player.
You definitely have Andrew Simon's vibes.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was a big fan when I went to the Australia Sri Lankan game. I know you were there as well.
Mm.
And I saw the video afterwards, and it's going through these Sri Lankan fans going off, and then there's you at the end. And I was like, that's right.
Yeah.
How do you think Sri Lanka went in the World Cup? I know they didn't go all the way, but were you happy or
as good as us?
Yeah.
Happy? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it's just that...
They had their chances, didn't they?
Yeah, like, you know, it's just their fielding sometimes is just not good. Like, the batting is all right, but the bowling is all right. Fielding is just not enough. And, I mean, like, they're not up to the level of, you know, Australia, New Zealand, England and all that. They can still play cricket, but not up to that stage yet.
Yeah. What about you, Stephen? How do you see the World Cup as a whole?
It's probably about where we deserve to be. Fifth, sixth best nation in the world.
It's about
right, isn't it?
Relying on other results to get through.
Yeah, that's dog shit. But I mean, the team who came runner up lost to Zimbabwe,
and the team that won lost to Ireland.
Yeah.
So I mean look, it would have been nice.
So what does it all mean? I don't know.
It would have been nice to at least played the game against England, so we would have known ourselves whether we would have got through or not.
Oh, they beat us 3-0 before the tournament started.
England
World Cup
is
it's kind of different, I would say. Australia as well.
Yeah, I'm looking for the one day World Cup. That'll be better.
That's more exciting. That's a dying format, isn't it?
I still think if you asked all the Australian cricketers, would you rather win a T20 World Cup or a one-day World Cup? They're all saying one-day World Cup.
Oh, yeah, like on the history and the prestige of, you know.
I reckon one day should be 35 overs.
You reckon?
It's too long.
Too long?
To the whole day, you know.
I know there's some international cricketers that said they reckon 40.
Yeah, they used to do that in England.
Yeah, they did that for the one-day.
Yeah, it used to be 40 over comp.
County comp.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the 50-0 format.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah. I don't want to play it. Keep it at 35. I'm pretty much out of questions. Do you have any final ones you want to ask Raj?
You're a pretty chill guy. So what's your favourite post game routine? So I mean, pre game routine is obviously very important. You want to get in the zone. You want to get in the vibe. You want to be in the area to do what you got to do. But what about post
game? So after the game, it just depends where all the boys go and what they do, you know. Like, I love to go and have a drink, you know, watch some more sport. I love watching sport. So in my spare time, all I do is just watch different kind of sports. But, just hang out with the boys, and most of the time we end up going out clubbing or whatever.
Where's your go-to, you reckon, on the circuit?
Go-to, as in clubbing-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you get in the door and you take your crown off, where are you resting it?
Right now, it'll be Butterflies.
Butterfly. I don't mind. Butterfly's all right.
Butterfly. Yeah. I mean, like, it's so much stricter now, for sure. But the music there, I think there's no other clubs in Perth do music like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
Any final things you want to ask us, Raj, before we finish off?
How, Kempi, is this for you?
Oh, here we go.
How do you think your season's going so far? And is there anything that you would want to change?
My season has been disjointed and strange. I don't think I've had any season where I haven't just played in the same team, in the same grade,
mm-hmm.
every week.
Mm-hmm.
So played a game of fourth grade, played some sixth grade, maybe would have played fourth grade this week if I'd have been available for two weeks for the game. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's been weird. Started out keeping,
mm-hmm.
started bowling because I got sick of watching blokes bowl.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. It's been a weird season. But that being said, it's been a real enjoyable season, man. Really, really, happy that all you boys came down to the club.
Sure.
It's definitely, shaking things up. It's made it fresh. It's good.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
How about your season, Big Horse?
Yeah.
My season? Oh, as a team, I'm pretty happy. We're going all right. We're sitting in second. So, and regardless of the winning and losing, the vibes in the side are real good. So,
yeah,
as long as we're having a good time. Bowling, I think I'm bowling okay. I think there's some wickets around the corner. So, but as long as I keep winning, I don't really care, to be honest. And I just want to get a higher batting average than Sheehan, which is not looking good at the moment. Mine's up to 7. I think his is still at 17 or something.
Yeah.
I was watching the Frog Box, I'm not going to lie, when he got run out of the week, and I was like, yeah, see you later.
He barbecued himself.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, you idiot. I'm enjoying the season. And good that, fourth grade on top. Sixth grade, I think, is still in fourth. Hopefully get the win this weekend and lock themselves in there. And B's are in second, and S are in probably eighth. And the Fs have like four or five games now around the teams that are around the bottom as well. So if they could string three or four together, can sell a bit of momentum.
You just never know.
Fs have a pretty good side there building. So everyone's very competitive. The Fs have been competitive, so it's good to see that all the teams are very competitive every week.
I reckon pretty safe to say that we have no dickheads at our club.
Yeah,
I think that's a good
and
call.
And I, you know, played at the club for a little while.
Had some dickheads.
Struggle to think back to a time when I could hand on heart say I've got no dickheads at this club, and that in itself is a highlight for me.
Fair enough. Well, I think that's a good note to end it on. And Raj, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, Ian Skempy. It's been a pleasure.